My name is Barbara Hellyer, and I'm one of the curators at the Western Regional Plant Introduction Station out in Pullman, Washington. And my talk today is on the genetic diversity of Sexdorse desert parsley, or Lomatium sexdorsii. And it's located, it's found in the Columbia Gorge in Washington and Oregon. And my collaborator on this project is Ted Keisha, and he was formerly our geneticist and molecular lab manager. He's since been moved to become our phaseolus curator. Okay. So a little bit about the genus Lomatium. It's in the Apiaceae family. It's native to the western North America. There's approximately 75 species in the genus. They're all perennials, and they all have tap roots. And the picture in the upper corner is a picture of Lomatium dissectum, and that's we harvested those plants, and they're about 4 years old. And you can see the swollen swollen part of the root. Common names for this species, for this genus, include biscuit root, desert parsley, Indian parsley, and also Indian celery. Plants in this genus have been extensively used for food and medicine by Native Americans. Either the roots have been dug and either boiled or dried and then ground into flour to make what they call finger cakes. Or also the shoots in the spring are used as fresh greens. And then many species have been used. Many of the species that are used for food are also used as medicinals, and then there are some species that are primarily used as medicinals. So a little bit about the medicinal use and components of the various Lomatium species. Currently, Lomatium dissectum is the prominent species being used used in herbal preparations. Historically, it's been used for respiratory infections. Currently, the herbal preparations are for hepatitis C, influenza, HIV/AIDS, chronic fatigue, pneumonia, bronchitis, herpes, and also preparations for the common cold. Some of the components that have been isolated, the antimicrobial components, are tetronic acids, flavonoid glucosides, and the coumarin glucosides. Lomatium sexdorfii specifically, coumarins have been isolated from it, and the sexdorfin, which is also a coumarin, which is isolated from the seed of the plant, has been shown to have inhibit HIV 1 replication in H9 T cells. So the species, the range for Lomatium sexdorfii is in three counties, two counties in northern Oregon and one county in southern Washington. And recently, and there used to be a subspecies, Lomatium thompsonii, and it's been split out into its own species, and that occurs specifically in Chelan County in Washington. And you can see the plants are fairly large plants, and So our project began in 2012 with collections made for seed, and six populations were located and 119 individuals were collected. And you can see here, so to orient you a little bit to this map, this is Portland, Oregon, and Seattle is up here. So if you're familiar with Washington and Oregon, the Tri-Cities are here, so this is Richland, Pasco, and Kennewick. This is the Columbia River. And the Dalles, Oregon, is right here. So the populations that were collected were close to the Dalles. There are two populations here. There is one called Catherine Creek, another Weldon Wagon Trail, Penny Ridge, and then one further away that they called Klickitat, the fish and wildlife. So most Lomatium species occur early in the spring. They sprout early spring, flower, set their seed, and they all they senesce very early. And Lomatium sexdorfii is a slightly later species. The fruits are ready in July and August, and this is a picture of the fruit. They're approximately 2 centimeters in length. So now I'm going to just briefly go through some of the habitats that the plants were collected in. They're all open sites. The soil is rocky and it's dry in the summer. This is the Chenoweth 1 and 2 sites, Catherine Creek, and then Lomatium occurred here in the grassy area. Again, Penny Ridge, Lomatium occurred here in the opened areas. The Weldon Wagon Trail, again, the open area, dry, rocky. And then the last site was here, and again, dry and rocky and open. So this part of the next part of our project was to get some plants from the seed that was collected. And although the germination requirements for Lomatium sextorfii haven't been specifically identified, Lomatium dissectum, the germination has been studied. And the Lomatium dissectum has a deep and complex morphophysiological dormancy. So we assumed that Lomatium sextorfii would also have a similar dormancy. And they also found when they were looking at Lomatium dissectum that the wild collected seed was highly contaminated, the seed coats were highly contaminated with fungi. So we first did an elaborate surface sterilization where the seeds were rinsed with water, then treated with ethyl alcohol, and then also with bleach. And then after the surface disinfection, then the seeds were placed in germ box. And then for dissectum, cold stratification period is anywhere from 6 to 16 weeks. So we chose the 4-month period for our cold stratification. So we were able to get plants, and this is one of the seedlings that we have established in our increased nursery. Unfortunately, with Lomatium, the seedlings grow very slowly. So, and we were unwilling to take a major portion of the only leaf that was available on the seedlings for marker analysis or DNA extraction. So Ted went back to the populations and collected 20 individuals from the populations that he collected for seed. We used TRAP markers, the targeted region amplification polymorphisms, for our markers. Those use specific genes, like the random, the RAPIDS. So we use genes from the NCBI database for Dacca scirrhata, and then there are also a few genes from Lomatium bicolor. 123 polymorphic markers were scored, and they were from 22 primers, and that was using 13 fixed primers and 5 random primers. So this is the analysis of the data. After 10 replications of looking at the natural log of the data, we found that 4 populations gave the least variation. So, and that was also submitted. That was also supported by the tree, which showed that the Klickitat was a unique population. The Chenoweth 1 and 2, which were very close together, clustered as one population. The Catherine Creek was a unique population. But something interesting to us was that the Penny Ridge and the Weldon Wagon Trail populations, which are on opposite sides of a ridge, clustered as one population. And then this lower graphic here is the structure as the analysis. Oops. I guess I take the. Okay. Oh, good. Okay, so the structure analysis also supported the 4 populations, with the Chenoweth 1 and 2 populations being here, the Klickitat, and the Catherine Creek. And then there was a lot more admixture for the Penny Ridge and the Weldon Wagon Trail for this. So I'd like to thank our collaborators in collecting. So it was Barbara Robinson from the Oregon Native Plant Society, Will Block from Washington State, and then also our funding came from the National Plant Germplasm System Plant Exchange Office, Karen Williams. So lead on that. And thank you. And if you have any questions.
We still have 5 minutes. So.
What is the primary dispersal mechanism
for this population? So the primary, he asked what the primary dispersal mechanism for seed for Lomatium. It's generally, they're fairly large seed and they're heavy. So it's generally animal, birds, I assume. Right. So the root, and so for the question was, what part of the plant is used? So it's usually the root that's dug, but also for some species, they also in the spring the shoots, the small shoots that come up will be eaten as a green. But generally, it's the root. The common names are biscuit root. So they actually make, and I've only looked at Lomatium dissectum, so I can't speak for the range of root morphology across the genus. But Lomatium dissectum has a fairly large swelling right below the stem, at the stem junction. And then the taproots extend beyond that. So, yeah. So it's not carrot shape. It's, it's different. I haven't tasted it. I think because of the question was, were the populations distinct or were there scattered individuals between populations? And because the Lomatium occurs in a fairly, the habitat is rocky, open, there were forest patches in between populations, so they were fairly distinct. But there were intermixed other species of Lomatium with the Lomatium sextorfii. So we found Lomatium gray eye, and also Lomatium dissectum within the same areas. So. All right, well, thank you very much.